Does the term come to mind when I say you might have a noisy burlesque band playing that would come right round to the house after a wedding?
They used to call that, they would serenade them. But I, not in my lifetime have I known that to take place.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was very young. And was always done, too.
Really?
And sometimes it got out of hand.
I can imagine. Would the word chivalry,
yes,
be that same thing?
No.
What was that to you, mean to you?
Oh, they was in the age of the knights of old when men were chivalrous toward their ladies.
Yes, chivalry. The word I'm thinking about is chivalry.
S-H-I-V-E-R-Y?
S-H-I-V-A-R-E-E, like some type of dance or...
No, I never heard that applied to a party or dance or a serenade. Chivalry. I'm not familiar with that word.
Now, a type of thing we would have after the wedding now, where you would have refreshments, you would call that a
reception.
If somebody was having a rather boisterous party and there was trouble, the police came and arrested everybody, how might you use the term to describe everybody in that situation? The whole crowd, maybe? Or the...
Yes. And I'd say they had a brawl.
Mm-hmm. Might you call all of them a bunch of people?
A bunch? Yes. But now, a bunch of people wouldn't necessarily be a rowdy party.
But if you wanted to say that they got all my wrong, you might say the whole bunch.
They arrested the whole bunch.
What do young people like to go out in the evening and do when they move all around the floor?
Dance.
Any other words that you can think of for dance? Ball would be one.
They would dance at a ball.
But now would a shindig be the same thing as a ball?
Yes, but a shindig is not necessarily confined to dancing. That's just a hilarious party. A shindig.
What about a kitchen dance? Have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
And a hop?
Yes.
That would be different than a ball.
Oh, yes. A ball would be formal. High society.
Mm-hmm. Where two streets cross, if a man starts out from one corner and walks to the opposite side, doesn't go straight, you might say he walks...
Catty-corner.
Have you ever used the term cattywampus or heard that? Does that mean the same thing?
Yeah, no.
No. Mm-hmm. Zigzag?
Zigzag doesn't mean the same thing.
Catty corner, does that mean a diagonally cut across?
Yes.
But now, what would zigzag mean?
Well, that would mean that the course of action was as a... the letter Z to me.
Going.
I can zigzag attachment on a sewing
machine. Mm-hmm. Going back and forth. Mm-hmm.
From one side to another. Don't you think so?
To me it would. I mean, not just walking straight in a diagonal, but walking kind of all around, zigzagging around. If you wanted to say something stronger, more enthusiastic than just yes in answering somebody. You might say, why?
Certainly. Oh, surely.
Would you usually say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, as a child?
Yes.
You taught that.
Yes, indeed.
Do you still use that in your speech?
Yes.
But would it be for emphasis, or how might you